This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we got a winner there for those tickets, the Willie Nelson concert.
Mike.
Yeah. Mike, good stuff, Mike. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Peters Township. Visit them online. SouthHillsJeep.com. All right, so they've expanded the tournament to 68 teams. Used to be 64. Now they decide that that they've got to have 68 teams. They've got to go to Dayton. There's more than that. They've got to play those first four games in Dayton. It's totally ridiculous, I think. But nonetheless, they've done that. Who knows where it'll go from here? It should always just stay at 64. This is one of the. I mean, this is Americana meets perfection. This is tradition meets excellence. This is people in bars high-fiving each other. This is people, generation upon generation traveling to this place or that place. This is your bracket. This is your march. This is your life. This is so much fun. This is to a person, I think. You have a conversation. You say, what's one great thing about America? And people say the NCAA basketball tournament. Whether you root for Xavier, or you root for Gonzaga, or you root for Southeast Missouri State, or you root for Alabama. Nobody roots for Alabama. But all that kind of stuff. And one goof in the whole world, and he happens to be on the other side of the glass, says this morning, you know, isn't the best way to find a national champion. What are you talking about?
Well, it's inarguably not the best way to find the best team. It's the greatest thing in American sports. It might be the greatest thing in sports. It might be the greatest thing in the history of the world, the NCAA tournament. It is my favorite thing. But if I'm trying to determine which team is the best in the country, a single elimination tournament ain't the way to find the best team.
It's not baseball. They don't play series all year. They play single games. You tell me. All right, let's put it in this perspective. Matt Painter's a dog. Mm-hmm. So is Fran McCaffrey. But let's use Matt Painter as the example. He's lost now to a 13, a 15, and a 16, I believe, in the last three tournaments. He is the first coach in history to lose to three double-digit teams in three tournaments consecutively. Matt Painter doesn't get it done. He had a 9.5-foot giant the other day against the smallest team in America. In America, not in a tournament, in America, in Fairleigh Dickinson. And that galoop couldn't figure out a way to throw it inside to him with 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
You tell me how this isn't the best way to figure out what the best teams were or put them in moments to show that you're the best team.
You think that team's better than Purdue?
They were that they night, were and that's all yep. that matters.
And it just takes one out of 100, like their head coach said after the game.
That's all that matters because that's the way that we've decided to determine this thing. And Matt Painter deserves hell because, again, this is the way that we've determined how to come up with a national championship. That guy, I'm not going to make excuses for him. Just the same way I'm not going to make excuses for Tony Bennett whenever his team goes out early, or Jamie Dixon when his teams went out early before. But if it's a best of seven series or a best of five or a best of three, Purdue wins that, I think, every single time. That's the best way to determine who's the best team. Basketball is a game of big sample sizes, not small sample sizes, just like baseball. They don't play series in the NBA either.
They do in the finals and in the playoffs.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. They should do that in the NCAA if they want to determine the best team. Now, I'm okay with
What's
that.
What's wrong
not
with
it?
Wait a minute. But forget the entertainment factor. Forget the entertainment factor. Let's talk about purely competition.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with showing up for 40 minutes and understanding that's your chance?
Boom.
I mean, I think we've all understood that that's what it is. But it's a construct that we created for television and to get people to gamble on games. Again, it's a wonderful thing. I don't think that a one-game playoff in baseball is the best way to get in. I think that's ridiculous.
Stop with the outside stuff.
What are you talking about?
Stop with the peripherals. Just use this tournament. Why is Team A playing Team B, getting 40 minutes to figure out who is best or not? How is that not an accurate sample size? That's the part I don't get. You show up with your five guys, I show up with my five guys, and your bench. We play for 40 minutes. Are you better or not?
If Fairleigh Dickinson played in the Big Ten, they don't make the tournament. They're not even one of the best 300 teams in college basketball. They were the third best team in their conference. They made it on a technicality. All this is beautiful from an entertainment standpoint, but I don't believe that just because they beat Purdue one day that they're better
Why?
Than Purdue.
But why? They beat the best team.
Okay, right. West Virginia's better than Pitt. I mean, come on. Like, one game sample sizes?
What it does, it calls out the frauds. It calls out the frauds of
because
of
that's
of
the
teams.
Way that we've determined we are finding a national champion. And in like 5 years, we're going to find a different way to do it.
It's
when
a six-game series. You just
95.
Play different teams.
Yeah, and I'll take something. You say this all the time, Crowley, and it's a really good point. Styles make the match in the NCAA
sure
tournament,
do.
Right? If you can't prove that you can win in multiple different ways, then you're probably not the best team in the country. You're going to have to play different styles, right? You're going to play a team that presses, and you're going to have to scratch and fight and claw to hit 65. You're going to play a team that wants to run up and down the court. You're going to have to hit 85. If you're going to win those six games in a row that Colin just mentioned, if you're going to win that six-game series or whatever it is, you're going to have to do it in different ways.
Xavier's win against Kennesaw looked a lot different than their win against
Pitt.
Oh,
sure.
Right, right.
We just spent, the collective we, not us, but the collective we just spent the entire year dogging preseason polls because North Carolina was preseason number one because they got hot in March. Not because they're one of the best teams. Carolina came back with the exact same team this year. They made the final last year. This year, they don't even go to the
they
don't
year
even make
the Steelers
tournament.
Were the sixth seed, were they the best team in the NFL?
I think, yeah, I do.
No, they just were the hottest team at the right time.
But, see, I look – maybe a bad example from where I sit because Pitt –
Because I don't want to bring in other sports. I'm the one that said that. But take that team. Take that team that went through Indianapolis and mm-hmm. stuff. Was that the best team in the NFL?
I thought they were 15-1 the year before. I said all summer long that they were going to have a worse record but be Super Bowl champions because I thought that they were that good. The way I see it is – again, there's nothing I love more in this world than my family, than the NCAA tournament. It is a wonderful thing. Never change it. Don't expand it. But if I'm trying to find the best team, I think it's a bigger sample size sport.
By that logic, Adam, there would be no tournament of any kind. You would just take the team with the best record because, to your point, it's a volume sport, right? You play 35 regular season games, whatever it may be. Just take the team with the best record and call it a day. We won't even have a tournament.
That's the best way to determine a champion. That's what baseball did. That's what they do in the Premier League because that is the truest way to determine who the best team is. But, I mean, if we all ask ourselves this question, why is the tournament the way it is? It's for TV. It's for entertainment. And they do a great job.
Because the playing field is different. I mean, you look around pro sports, and I know Colin doesn't want to bring in other sports, but I kind of do. Like, the landscape of hockey, the landscape of pro basketball, of even golf, there's 4 days that you have to compete, but you're competing against the same landscape of what you are. In college basketball, you have Fairleigh Dickinson, who's a D2 school, that could possibly beat a Big Ten number one team. The landscape is different. You're not on the same playing field as usually the team that you're playing against, which gives you the opportunity to show out and show what the frauds are.
Yeah,
right, and your coach is part of your team. Mm-hmm. And I think bad coaches get exposed more than anything in the NCAA tournament.
And great coaches get exposed as well.
Right, right. That Florida – the guy from Fairleigh Dickinson mm-hmm. coached Matt Painter off the floor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at Shaheen Holloway last year.
He did. But you guys truly believe – in a best of five, Purdue doesn't win that series.
They probably do, but that's not the situation. It's
correct. I'm saying.
It's built on I'll hand this to you. It's built on randomness of a one game.
Yeah, exactly.
Situation, but Do you want all the teams to play five-game series?
No, I like it the way that it is, but I'm not going to pretend that it's the best way to find out who's the best team at the end of the day.
But basketball is like that. Basketball's a tournament from the time that you're six. They don't play series like this. You go and play this diocesan tournament. You go and you play in a bracket. You play. What do you? You're the one that is trying to form a construct that is foreign to the sport.
In baseball, the construct was the best two teams are going to play in the World Series. And we changed that, not because it's the best way to determine a champion.
If it was up to me, there would just be the division winners in baseball make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You have 162 games to figure it the hell out.
You're right. And that's the thing to me is I can't sit here and see Purdue wins the Big Ten and Fairleigh Dickinson upsets them. And that's the structure we have, and it's a great structure. It doesn't make me go, oh boy, FDU, that team would beat Purdue all the time.
Are we going to have the same argument if Alabama and Houston end up in the national championship game? I mean,
yes, it's still, they're one game, it's a series of one games. And again, I love it, but I don't think it determines year to year the best teams.
But so, if the two best teams end up in the national championship game, then something's working correctly. Regardless of how we got there, regardless of an FDU or a Princeton, mm-hmm. we still arrived at the same destination, which would be the two best teams, right?
I mean, I don't think Butler was the best team whenever they were there against Duke.
Okay, outliers, right? But if you nail it more often than not with ones and twos and threes in the Final Four, then I think this construction of the tournament still makes sense.
Is that what we have? I mean, we're going to have this year, maybe. I mean, we're still in the Sweet 16, my man. We lost a 1 seed to a 16. We lost a 2 seed to a 15 for the third straight year. Again, all reasons why the NCAA tournament is wonderful.
Let me ask you this from a purely entertainment standpoint. Does it entertain you more to see? Are you longing to see the 1 seeds and the top teams longer in the tournament?
No, I think it's perfect the way that it is for entertainment value. I mean, it's a wonderful thing because of the upsets, and because largely at the end of the day, you're going to have some of these big teams at the end. It marries both. It marries Cinderella, and you're generally going to get blue bloods in there too. Now this year is different. No North Carolina, Duke, or Kentucky in the final in the Sweet 16, even or Kansas for that matter. But usually you get fun chaos at the beginning, and some of the better teams are there at the end. I mean, it's a perfect entertainment structure.
But you cite the Premier League, right?
Mm-hmm.
They play the same teams. Fairleigh Dickinson plays Wagner. Purdue plays Ohio State. By virtue of what you're saying, there would never be any of those small conference teams even make the tournament if you ranked it.
Well, I haven't thought about how you would do it if it changed, but why not? I mean, you win your conference tournament. You can still get in. You just have to play 3 times against the 1 seed.
But you would just take the top 64. If you had it your way and you're going about it by that, the best teams, every Big 12 team would be in. Then you'd go down. There would not be the conference champion from the NEC would never make it because they're generally not one of the top 64 teams from a power standpoint in the country.
No, I mean, I haven't said any of that. I think that if you win your conference tournament in this magical world that I don't even want to do, I think you would still have those teams. You just have to play more games against the top-seeded teams. That's all.
So we'll have a national championship game in October.
No, it just never stops. You play the national championship game. They play one shining moment. The next day, the next season starts.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying change it. It's a wonderful thing. I just don't think at the end of the day, I'm always going, oh, boy, Purdue, they're definitely worse than this FAU team or FDU.
But they were.
Both of them. Both of them went further.
Okay, great. I mean, wonderful. Here's the thing. You guys are all caught up in construct. This is the way it is, so it has to. This is the best way to determine. I'm just thinking outside the box.
Should we not have conference tournaments? Should we just take the Ivy League does and take the regular season champion? They have a tournament now. I don't know.
No more tournaments.
Look at college football. Again, you guys are putting words in my mouth. At no point have I said, get rid of what we have. I'm just saying it's not the best way to determine a champion.
Who's the best college basketball team? Mm-hmm. Let's take the tournament out of it. Who's the best college basketball team?
I think Alabama is the best. I think Arizona is the second best. And they lose to Princeton.
So they're not the best.
Not
they lost.
Not according to your construct.
Not according to this, you know, the time is not, just a fake thing. You know, not according to that. Your Mayan calendar.
My name is my virtue.
If they were the best, they would have won.
This guy.
I mean, it's that simple.
You're on it. You're on that gas. You are.
FDU better than Purdue.
They were on one night.
Right. One night.
Your coach sure as hell coached Matt Painter off the floor.
One night.
Text us, Edgar Snyder, an Associates fan. Text line, good talk. 412-928-9370, Edgar Snyder and Associates. Remind you to text responsibly. We're the Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And with that, I do tell you, Armstrong Comfort Solutions with Matt Mertz, they're looking for great people, and they're doing it right now. They got some great job openings, 3 Western Pennsylvania locations to choose from. Armstrong Comfort Solutions invests in the latest and greatest vehicles, tools, and equipment. They're looking for service plumbers and HVAC service techs right now. Call 833-789-9100 or apply online at armstrongcomfort.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.